Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Wednesday, July 29th. And if you are listening to my voice, then you are on the greatest neo soul classic hip hop show on the web, powered by the DL Soul Cipher and next to the L.com. The one and only Q Man, and along with Regina, we are going to do what we do every week. Bring you 60 minutes of awesomeness. What's up, Regina?
Hey, nothing much. Nothing new and exciting, I don't think. What about you?
Same here. Why are you in such a good mood, then?
Because I was just laughing about something. About, you know, a movie. That, because, oh, God, I can't think of the saying now. You're forced to eat. Buzzard pie?
Hmm?
Buzzard
crow?
Pie?
Is it crow?
Something like that. I don't know. Something like that.
Regina, last week, we had a discussion about the Omar Epps movie with Dia Long that's on Netflix, to which I began one of my little tirades into black cinema and where it is now. And you said it was going to be good and you were going to give it a chance. So, Regina, after seeing A Fatal Affair with Nia Long and Omar Epps, what did you think?
It was awful. I'm so sorry.
I wish I still had my sound effects.
But let me rephrase. I thought it was awful. No, I'm not going to say that. It was awful. I thought it was awful.
And how did Omar Epps look now?
Well, I don't look the same as I did either.
That's not the question. How did Omar Epps look today? How did he look in the movie compared to how he used to look?
He matured. He looks like he matured over the years.
So you're just not, you don't want to give me the full credit, so you're going to avoid answering this question. You just can't allow yourself to answer this question. Is that what it is?
He got older with him.
Okay. Well, as you all know, if Regina's saying he got older in terms of his appearance, you know that we as a people don't get older. We look the same.
I am sure it was for the movie. I'm sorry. I'm sure it was for the movie. But I thought I saw addiction. It wasn't age. I'm sorry. It wasn't age. It was just, you know.
We do not start rumors here on the DL Soul Cipher. And I will not be a part of rumor starting. I said he looked bad. But I didn't say it was because of an addiction. Like you.
Now make sure you quote me correctly. I said, quote, I thought I saw addiction. Not it was. Which means I'm totally wrong.
Wow. Well, Nia Long looked fantastic as always.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's a beautiful woman. It just was a bad movie. And that's why I'm always demanding that we do better, because it was a decent cast, but the movie was bad. It was predictable, it was silly, you know. And I want better. I want better. You got a good cast. Do better.
I didn't think it was realistic.
It's not.
I looked at it from, so this man is attacking your family. He wants to kill your husband. You pick up a board, right? You don't hit him in the head. Oh, no. You hit him in his upper back. It's like, no, dear. You're not going to do that. You're going to fight to kill. And then he's hanging over, and you're like, oh, my God. No, you don't. That's not real life. And I thought it made him look really stupid.
It did, but even before that, If you haven't seen, you're married. You just bought a house with your husband. I don't care what the issues are you're having. You just bought a house with your husband. You're married. Are you really going to go to a club with some guy you haven't seen in 20 years and get up on a sink and open your legs and take your panties down? Who does that?
This is a family show.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Would you really have nefarious adventures with someone you haven't seen in 20 years? It just was not realistic. I mean,
no, I love you.
You love what?
I love your way with words. I do.
Well, you know, the deals are, we have to here on the show, because I don't want standards and practices on me again. So I'm trying to do the right thing. You know, so I will say nefarious activity.
You know why you asked that question?
Why?
Because of the script. Because she was obviously missing something, and the script did not tell us what it was in her marriage. So it made her just look like she was because I looked at it, and I was waiting to see what happened in their marriage. They didn't show that. They didn't do enough about the relationship. So I thought it really was, and I don't want to use that word. I wasn't happy with it.
Okay, well, we'll let it go from there. You've just gotten our review, everyone, on A Fatal Affair, starring Omar Epps and Nia Long. We didn't enjoy it, and Omar Epps now looks like somebody's old Caribbean uncle. So I don't know what's going on with that, but just. Yeah.
Well,
just...
I'm someone's old aunt, so that's okay. So that's all right. Okay.
Well, in other news, some sad news today. Malik B, one of the founding members of the Roots, passed away at the age of 47. No reason was given. And yeah, that's sad news. Everybody loves the Roots. I know that he had not been a member since 1999, but he had done some collaborative stuff with them since then. So they definitely reconciled, or appeared to have reconciled, whatever their issues were at the time. So yeah, that's sad news coming out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, it is.
The Roots, because we love the Roots.
We've lost so many musicians. So many.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Leo season.
Is that you? Is that you?
Of course.
Are you a Leo?
Absolutely. I am a Leo. And you can't just say Leo. You have to say Leo, King of the Jungle, Lord of the Lands, Ruler of All Beasts, Top of the Food Chain. You
I'm
have to
so
say all
saying.
Those things. You
I'm
have
so
to.
Not
well,
so
what's
not
your
saying.
Sign?
Actually, when you said that, I think you and I are supposed to get along. I'm a Scorpio.
See, if you had cool tags like that, I would say it.
Tag. Yeah, you might want to read about it. Our tags are very passionate. There we go. Passionate is a good one, and leave passionate all the way around.
I'm sure.
Fearless,
well,
vindictive, all those things. That's what they say.
Well, okay. I will say tonight we have a very interesting guest on, a break from the norm, which we could all use right about now. We have on tonight Shylon Andrade, better known as Snap Boogie. And very, very good dancer. Very, very talented. I've watched some of his videos. I've watched him on America's Got Talent. And he is something else. He would give Turbo and Ozone a run for their money. But I'm going to guess he probably does know who Turbo and Ozone are. I'm not going to millennialize him and think that he automatically doesn't. Regina, why are you so quiet right now? What are you thinking?
Now, I was listening to you. You don't know how the connection. Actually, I met Snap. I was going to Charlotte, and he was going somewhere else, and we both said Charlotte, and I just happened to be sitting next to this wonderful spirit, and it was a total coincidence.
I told you, you and these young guys, Regina, look.
Oh, my God.
You have got to chill out with this stuff.
Oh, my God. Totally not. Totally not that.
It is just out of control. Somebody has to say something. We're all thinking.
Hey, look, this is what he doesn't know. So we're in North Carolina, and I'm going to use a nice word. I'm going to say older Southern Belle. Let's leave it at that. So the flight was going on further. So Snap doesn't know this. And so, you know, people stood who were getting off the flight, and you assume, you know, other people who are going on, they stay seated. Okay, so Snap is in front of me. He's getting off, and I get ready to pass the same chair right in front of me of the lady who was seated. The older Southern Belle goes, "Are you with him?" "I'm sorry? No, we're not real together." "Well, you're just going to have to wait your turn." And she cut me right off and let him go because we weren't together. What that meant, why she assumed we together, I don't know. But, yeah, that was a very interesting story, I thought.
Wow.
I guess I wondered her reason why. That was it. I was wondering, you know, her motive. A little interesting. So obviously,
because she was uncomfortable.
She had the hots for Snap, maybe.
She did. Oh, that's quite possible. I mean, you know, young guy, good looking, very limber, you know, it's very possible. It's very possible.
Why? Limber,
you know,
okay.
Dancers, they walk very light and limber. You can just tell that they are movers and athletic at all. You can just tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just tell.
That's like ball players.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like ball players. When you see a ball player walk in a room and you see him walking, you can tell he's a ball player.
Okay.
Usually. Okay. I mean, me being... or having been a ball player, you can tell when someone else can. So,
what'd you play?
Yeah.
Basketball?
Really? I'm 6 foot four.
I didn't know
so,
you played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, whenever I could. I used to play a little bit with our CEO.
Oh, I think he did track, too.
Well, we played in a basketball league together when I was in my early 30s. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We played in the league together for a while.
Hmm.
You're not going to probe that when I take it.
Mm-mm. No. No, because I'll get back to because no, I'm just watching you get your way out of this limber thing. That's
oh,
what I've been
for
doing
goodness
the whole time.
Sake.
I'm just going along with you. I was just following along.
Anyway, so I look forward to asking Snap Boogie if he is a Celtic fan, because then I'll be able to find something that I don't like. Because I like him. He's, everything about him is to like. But I know he's a native of Boston.
Boston.
So he might be a Celtic fan.
Mm.
And I respect people that have enough talent to do a one-man solo show, and that's what he does around the globe, and that's extremely impressive.
Yeah, did you see him on American? Do you usually watch America's Got Talent?
I did see him on there. It was amazing. And he amazed the judges. He was very good.
Yeah. He's a beautiful spirit to talk
you
to.
Yeah, like,
well.
You know, when, all right, calm it down, all right? But no, when, you know, when I go out, I have a little two-step with my Sprite in my hand. That's about it. That's all you're getting out of me. It's my two-step. This guy is like, he's all over the place.
But I'm so sorry you're not flexible.
No, man. I'm turning 47 in 3 weeks. Those days are over. You know, when I was in my 20s, when I would walk into a party, the DJ would automatically play my song, and everybody would move out the way.
Ooh.
You know, I would drop my powder down, and that's and then my song would hit, and it would
Ooh,
be. I wonder why. He's the greatest dancer. I wonder why.
And I
would be all over the place.
Yeah, good.
But, yeah, I would have my polka dot shirt, my shoes with the steel tip. But those days are over. Now, it's a very slow two-step. And that's all I got.
Sorry.
And once I start to sweat, even that's gone.
So the lady on the plane wouldn't have cared whether I was with you or not. She'd be like, go ahead. Should have some space in between us.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
Okay.
Oh, you were too much. Were you ever a big dancer?
I used to do belly dancing. I taught it for a little bit.
Why do I ask you? I don't know why. Sometimes when I think of a question for you, I should really wait first and really mull over if it's something I want to ask. Really do.
When Shakira was still a brunette, before she had crossed over to the States, I saw her. And I was mesmerized. And then I watched these girls, Nina and Vina. And I watched their videos. I learned how to belly dance. And then I took belly dance classes here. And then I taught it.
God. Why do I ask? Why do I ask? Well, that is fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. So we had the doctor on last week.
Yes.
And he gave great information. Guys, if you missed the show last week, make sure you go into the archives. The doctor came on. He gave us a whole lot of info with COVID-19, dispelled some myths, validated things that you may have heard. So I'm not the doctor. So I'm going to tell you to go back to our archive shows, check out last week. We had the doctor on. He was very informative. And I hope you all are, you know, washing your hands and wearing your mask. You can't let the fact that when you're out, you see a lot of people without masks. You can't let that deter you from what you need to do. Very important.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
because no one has masks on in Virginia. I feel like I'm the only person.
Yes. And do you ever feel like you're back in high school where you feel like you have to conform or people bully you or they give you fun? I don't know. It's very, very uncomfortable to me to the point where I'm like, why bother? Why bother even going out?
Yeah.
Everybody sort of look at each other. They're not wearing masks, and I'm wondering why. You know what I'm saying? And it's just sort of like, I don't know.
So I don't. Even though I had saw it when it happened on television, I went back today and watched when Snap Boogie was on America's Got Talent, right? And so he's doing these moves and they're phenomenal. Like, they're mind blowing. And the fact that he walked up moving in slow motion, it gave me chills. So, me trying to recapture my youth, I attempted to do a windmill on the floor.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So I am sitting here with my ankle raised because it is slightly swollen. I knocked some things off of the television stand, knocked my food plate over.
God.
And made a mess. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. 300-pound men are not supposed to do windmills.
I'm sorry.
So, you know, lesson learned. I'm going to leave those moves to Snap Boogie. And I'm not going to do that. So, eventually, everyone, Regina's going to get, we're going to be in sync. Because, like, I text
yes.
Regina on the low.
Yeah. It may be the country code. So, I have to Google the country. He's out of the country, I believe.
Oh. Well, we are going to do potluck phone guessing here on the Neo Soul Cypher. And what that is we have several numbers in our switchboard. And the one that I thought was Snap Boogie just disappeared. So there's that.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Want to try another one? I got it.
Yeah. It's a talented guy. So I am very excited. And I can't always let my excitement make me do silly stuff. Like, why did I think I could do a windmill? I couldn't do a windmill when I was in my 20s. So what made me think I could hit one now? That was just a bad decision today on my part.
What if a doggone windmill? I don't even know a doggone windmill.
You're embarrassing yourself. You are embarrassing yourself. Why did you not know what a windmill is?
Because a windmill is standing up and exercising your arms, man.
No. No. I can't do this with you. See, you know what? I think we have Snap Boogie. I'm going to bring him on, everyone, so we could – hopefully he doesn't make fun of me because I tried to do a windmill today after watching his performance, and I knocked stuff off the table. And,
oh, God.
You know, I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson. Oh. 300 pounds. I'm just going to concentrate on eating and, you know, sitting around. Those are my specialties. So hopefully my lesson is learned. So, Snap, do we have you on the line?
Yeah, what's up?
Snap Boogie!
Hey!
What's up, kid?
What's going on, man?
I'm just staying out of trouble, you know, doing my thing.
Well,
I heard
welcome.
You a little story about
Uh-oh.
The windmill. I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know what I was thinking about, Snap. I really don't.
It's all good. Just keep doing it. You'll actually get it.
You
no matter how old
me,
you
man.
Are.
You inspired me.
Thank
I watched
you,
I watched the highlights again. I saw it on TV when it happened, but I watched America's Got Talent today to refresh myself because you were coming on. And when I watched it again, I was like, man, I could hit a windmill right now. And boy, was I wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it takes practice, you know. You just practice and you'll get it. I've seen people, oh my God. Like there was a guy who was, he was like 50 years old. And a lot of people, they tell me that you have to start from young to be able to do it till you're 50. But I think you'll actually be able to learn it if you ever really wanted to try it out again or something like that. And there's a guy named Float who passed away. He was one of my inspirations. And he was doing things that people still couldn't do, before he died. And he was just incredible. He did so many amazing things. So he's just, I don't know. I just continue trying doing the windmill if you want to. You know?
I don't know, man. It wasn't pretty, but we've got an expert on now. So that's the important thing.
Hey,
and Regina is very excited. So before we delve into all of your good stuff, I have to ask, you're a native of Boston. Are you a Celtic fan?
Born and raised. Hell yeah. I love the Celtics.
Oh.
Who you like?
The Lakers. We
oh,
are
you like
deadly
the
enemies. Oh, shoot. I should have waited till the end of the show to bring that one up.
Nah, but the Lakers are doing good, though. I'm a little nervous about the Lakers. You know why? Because the Lakers actually look like they might take over our, I think it's 17 championships.
Yeah. They're like one away
from
you, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be one away. I'm kind of pissed about that, but that's another story.
Yeah, this one doesn't count. Like, whoever wins this one, I'm not going to count it. You know, this ain't a real season. But let's talk about you. And let's
word up.
Start with how this came to be. Because the routines that you do clearly take hours and hours and hours of preparation, of training. What got you started with this?
Oh, I fell in love with dancing. I used to go to dance classes when I was a kid, because I was on this like scholarship thing I was on a scholarship for dancing, like, because they wanted to get like more black kids into ballet and stuff like that. But as I was doing those dances, I never really liked them. And so I kind of quit, and I was just like in the streets still, kind of like running around the city doing crazy things. And I ended up running around like to the Red Sox games, because I love Red Sox. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I love everything about the Red Sox. And I used to sneak into the games too. And I snuck into like almost every game. I snuck into the World Series. I snuck into the playoffs games when they first won that championship. Yeah, I was so good at that. It was really fun. I was really skinny and stuff. So I was able to like fit through things that most people couldn't fit through. And so I just kind of like, there was this one spot where I would always fit through. And once you got in, you were just pretty much in, and nobody caught me for a long time, unless like I was making a ruckus, you know? So like, I ended up going, I ended up seeing these guys, at a theater show, called the Floorlords, which is a dance crew that I'm actually in today. And, you know, I love them to death, because that was my family, and that is my family. But I never knew who they were, because my mom never told me about them, and I just kind of like stumbled upon their practice and everything, and it was just kind of like, from there I just kind of like fell in love, and I kept doing it. I was doing a style called popping and breaking at the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I know it's a little before your time, but how many times have you seen Break in the movie?
Yo, I used to, like, it is way before my time. I wasn't even born.
Yeah.
But I watched that, all the breakdancers, like they would, or B-boys, we say B-boys, or breakers and stuff like that. All the dancers would always tell me, yo, go watch this movie, yada, yada, yada. And so I would just like, I would watch it. I would watch it like almost every day and try to take the moves from that and learn and do more new moves, you know? Like, I love Boogaloo Shrimp, and I actually met Boogaloo Shrimp years later, like after being on America's Got Talent and being in L.A. I met Boogaloo Shrimp, and he was really a cool guy. Very standoffish, but very cool dude once you get a chance to, like, know him. He even talks to me on Facebook once in a while, you know?
Nice.
And that's who I really looked up to, because he was different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big. So Regina was telling us that you guys were on a plane together. And, you know, she made everyone uncomfortable when she was telling the story.
What?
But I will let her get into that. Regina.
I made no one uncomfortable.
We were very uncomfortable.
What's going on? What happened?
You know, she's doing the thing she does, talking about how handsome you were, and you know.
Oh shoot.
Yep. Talking about how. Yeah. She's going on and on. So. But she was talking about
Gina,
how
I'm,
you guys
I'm only trying to be like
play.
You.
Thank you, man. Right. No, I don't even know if you did. You see that lady? When I met,
what?
She was like, she let you go, but once you left, she was like, "Are you with him? Well, you're just gonna have to wait your turn." I think.
I don't know what's going on here.
Me neither.
I don't know what.
So,
I don't know what's going on there either.
So you,
I was like,
you've
no,
traveled the world,
Snap. We have to eat it together. So how's your project? Do you want to tell us, tell the audience a little bit about your project?
Yeah, I could tell you a lot. one of So the thing is that like what I've been doing for in the past was I'm a street performer. And also I've been performing like at NBA halftime shows and college halftime shows and, you know, college shows as well in a theater and stuff like that. You know, I would book those kinds of shows as well. Before live entertainment was when live entertainment was actually available to us. So yeah, I was doing all of that and, you know, COVID happened. And I was just like, dang, live entertainment isn't available to us anymore. And that's what I do. Mm. That's actually how I make my living. I have a big family, you know, so there's people that I take care of and like, even if I don't take care of them directly and they're not living, like there are people that I need to keep, like, you know, keep together, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what family's for. And so all my money is kind of like gone away. And people I know that my family, they're going to continue asking me for money and all that kind of stuff. So like, but anyways, I just kind of like started doing this thing where I ask producers and artists to kind of submit their music. And so I can make a really cool dance video. To, and I want to see like if all the artists start promoting my videos and stuff. It's kind of going to be a really like it's a slow process, but I've already gotten like so many people behind it, and I'm really excited for this because it's kind of like a competition for music, and I like where you know all the music artists, producers, songwriters can send me their stuff. And I get a chance to review it. And if I like it, I put it on the air on my Twitch channel. And then from there, I have the audience vote for their favorite song. So even as an artist, you can actually tell your fans to vote for my song, vote for their song, because it's all about bringing people together. Even if we're not together, like, in a room, we can all be together in the same frequency, on the internet, under the same frequency, you know? So what I thought would be cool was to just kind of like make a dance video to, the winners. And a lot of people have been like saying, you know, this is actually a really good idea. Even like some of my friends, I always come up with weird ideas and stuff. And a lot of people say, oh, this is stupid, that's dumb. But when I told other people, they were just like, yo, this is actually really good. So I just kind of went with it, you know? And I'm going to continue going with it because I feel like this right here can take me places that I've – and open up doors that I've never opened up, you know?
Yeah.
Nice.
And nice. I feel like it'll open up other people's doors too, because not just for me, but like once the project just takes off, I feel like people will come to my show just to listen to new music, because a lot of people are tired of hearing the same five freaking songs on the radio, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I can't argue that.
How do musicians know about, how are you getting the message out to musicians to submit their music?
My Instagram page has about 9,000 followers. I'm like 10 followers away from 9,000. And I just kind of like post videos about this. And some of my fans from my show, they like it. They share it thing. And then I tell people to tag a producer friend or an artist friend. But I also have like a website where people can go on. It's called bio.sn/snapboogie, where they can just kind of like submit all their info into here, or they can vote pretty much. It'll just say all that kind of stuff. And then I have an official website, but you don't really go on that website to do all that stuff, you know?
What's your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram is the real Snap Boogie.
Okay. Well, now you're only 8 people away from 9,000.
Aww.
Word up. I'll take it. I
Absolutely.
Also have like a lot of other social media platforms that I'll be airing the show on. Because what I'm trying to do is get people to like go back and forth on my Twitch page and to my YouTube page. So what I'm doing is like, I air the show on Twitch. I just air the music on Twitch as if it's a radio show. And then I air, I put the music on my own channel, my YouTube channel, and all my other stuff like Instagram, Facebook, and just all my social media platforms, you know?
Absolutely. So tell me about your one-man solo show. How did that come to fruition?
Man, it was a lot of, like, blood, sweat, and tears. That right there was just... I used to dance with a dance group down in Boston, but they would always, like, kind of treat me bad. And, like, there was, like, this pattern of people being treated really bad. And mm-hmm. they wouldn't let me dance with them and all that kind of stuff. And there was like a few people in that group that actually believed in me. But the problem was, is like I was actually trying to get somewhere, and I felt like they all held each other back. And I loved to dance. I loved to dance, and I loved to like be in front of people dancing, whether if it was with them or somewhere else. If the vibe was right, if the love was there, I was there and I was dancing and everything. And I always wanted to make a living doing what I love to do. So I saw that there were like lots of people kind of like pushing me away from making a living from what I was doing. So I just mm-hmm. kind of like went on the street and just kept doing everything that I could. I started off like how it started was I was sneaking into the Red Sox game. And I saw these guys playing the buffet drums, and there was a crowd of people outside just watching them. So I started dancing in front of them, and they loved it because I was getting a big crowd for them. And
wow.
Because I was like this little cute 14-year-old kid breakdancing, and breakdancing was out of style. And at the time, you know, it has its ways. And
mm-hmm.
when I was doing it, all these like there was all these white people just like, I love that little boy. So, it was really fun. And then like I saw other street performers around in the city, and I saw them. And then what I really saw was these jugglers in the back of another and in another location, and there were people doing like solo shows to the same extent as the dance group, and I was just like, whoa, that's amazing. So I always wanted to try to do that. And I started talking to those jugglers and stuff, and they were telling me about how many gigs they have and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And actually, one of the jugglers, he's actually YouTube famous. He has 4 million subscribers right
what?
Now. Yeah, he showed me a few things too. And, you know, I didn't realize that he was actually a genius, because he was doing these cartoon sketches, and he was just like so dedicated to it. And he started getting lots of fans and followers and all that kind of stuff out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But I always thought that he was just a dumb person until like years later, I saw the results, and I was just like, oh shoot, he's like, he really knew what he was doing. So
wow.
it just kind of like got me to change my whole mindset on everything that I've seen within the world. Because you might think that someone's stupid, but they're actually not. And a lot of people do that to me right now to this day. So I always just continue doing what I do. And, you know, like I try to stay away from haters, but if you're hating, you know, I'm not going to give you attention. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I got all these haters and stuff like that. But, you know, it's going to happen no matter what, you know. So
yeah,
I just learned to like, yeah, I'm learning to have like an open mind on people, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's deep. Wow. Okay, so you've traveled all over the world.
Yeah.
Who gave you the most love? What was the place you went to that you left saying, I cannot wait till I get back here again?
Yo, bro, to be honest, I've shaped my show in a way where, like, pretty much everywhere I go, like, I feel the same love.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like lots of love when I go somewhere, no matter where I go.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about, I love every place has its own beauty. It's like a woman, you know, there's like so many tens in this world, but what makes that ten special is who she is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody
mm-hmm.
can be a ten nowadays. And so, like, even a 9 can be, like, better than a 10 because of who she is, you know. But a 5, maybe not. No, I'm playing. but, no, it's every place has its own beauty. Some places that were really special to me, let me think. Like, I loved Ireland. I loved that place. Canada, I mean, it's amazing there. Where did I go that was like, because I was all over Europe mostly. And I went to a very, like, a really poor country called Kyrgyzstan. They,
mm-hmm.
they like, I love that place a lot. And Japan, there's something, that is like a love-hate relationship with Japan. I have, like, some kind of score to settle with that country.
Really?
To be honest, the place that I love the most, and it's not about the love that they give me, it's just
mm-hmm.
because it's home, is Boston. And, like, you see a lot of artists in Boston, like, oh, everybody in Boston is hating on each other and all that kind of stuff. And it's just because everyone's, like, kind of competition with each other. That's why it's kind of like that. But there is a lot of love in that city with people who don't do the things that you do. So you just kind of got to go where the love is and continue just grinding, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm. Wow. Well, you were in the movie The Way, Way Back. What
yes,
was it
sir.
Like? What was it like being around Steve Carell and Maya Rudolph?
So Maya Rudolph, I came next to her once, and this was the only time, because the scene that I shot was only shot
mm-hmm.
in one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hung out with Sam Rockwell and all
nice.
The movies, but this was like, yeah, like it was crazy. it was actually kind of crazy because I was at like a weird mental state at that time. So some of the things I don't remember, and I just felt like I kind of turned a lot of people off at that time. I don't know.
Really?
I feel crazy. But Maya Rudolph, her mom, Minnie Riperton, she told me that her mom loved me on the show and everything. On
nice.
America's Got Talent. This was after I did America's Got Talent. She's like, oh, my mom loved you on America's Got Talent. And that was it. And then the director called me over, and then I had to run over because, you know, when you're doing a movie, you got to be on point. But I wanted to talk to her for the longest time. Well, actually, no, that's not it. Because I actually didn't know who she was because, like I said, I was in a weird mental state. Yeah, I wasn't. The only person I actually knew knew was Steve Carell, and he wasn't there on the set at the time. You know, so it was just kind of like it was Maya Rudolph. She came up to me, and she talked to me. She's like, "Yeah, I saw you on America's Got Talent. You were great. My mom really loved you." And I was like, "Oh, thank you so much." And then there were some other stars around me too, and I was just like, "Yeah, this is cool." And then, like, what I met Steve Carell later at the cast party, and I was just way too shy to talk to him. But he was also a very standoffish guy, and he was very, like, to himself and everything. And I was just sitting here there trying to be the life of the party. But I was kind of, like, dressed up like a street dude and, you know, not knowing. Yeah, so I didn't know, like, I had to dress up for this kind of occasion and stuff like that. So I had, like, it was very weird because I had, like, white people asking me, like, weird questions. Like, oh. Why do black people get to say the word nigga and we can't? Yeah, like it was very weird at that cast party, no lie. And I just saw this lady always looking at me with this like suspicion. And I just felt a little uncomfortable at that cast party. I know. Excuse my language.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
The truth.
Well. That's.
Am I not supposed to say that word?
You are
absolutely
supposed to keep it real, Snapple.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we hit. You know what? That's why I felt so comfortable on the plane. You know,
yeah.
And I wasn't even in a happy place at that time. And I sat down. I was like, okay, this kid's cool. I just say kid in my mind. I'm sorry. And we just hit it in the conversation.
All good.
You're just the openness and the honesty, and we honestly,
yeah.
Man, it was like I knew him. It's like,
yeah, you
it,
go
it
again.
Like but you know what? But that brings up another conversation that would take an entire show, because I have an issue with music today, and that N word. I don't care what they say, embrace it. Well, guess what? You're the only one embracing it. Because if they say it, you get pissed off. So what's your point? What is your point?
Well,
I don't understand.
It's a different time. You know, when we were in school, they took a week out of school where we all had to watch Roots all day, Monday through Friday, until it was over. And anybody that watched, if you were in private school, you had to watch Roots for a week in school. Yes, and anybody that watched Roots in school in the 70s and you saw the father from the Brady Bunch using the N-word, it broke you. And I still don't use the word because I had to watch Roots in school. Times are different now. This is how it is. So I get it.
That word, I just don't get it. And me too. And Sally Duncan... I couldn't be there. It hurt so bad that even though I knew they were actors, I hated them.
Don't get me going on Kramer.
man, yes. That's
I missed that.
Seinfeld.
he had
a meltdown.
The thing was, like, with me, like, I really, really loved Kramer. Like, yeah. I loved him. Like, he was so funny on Seinfeld.
Yep.
And as soon as he said that, I was just like, dang.
Yep.
Dang. I can't even like you. But then they still kept Seinfeld airing.
Of course.
I'm like, damn, he's so funny. But, damn, why is the show airing now? He should have got everybody off the show. Like, he should have messed it up for everybody so everybody knows what it feels like. But then again, I'm like, I'm catching myself laughing at his jokes and his puns and all his lines and everything like that. And I'm like, I got to stop myself from laughing, you know?
Yeah, I know. I completely understand where you're coming from, man. That happened to me with Hulk Hogan right after I took a picture with him. He went on a whole tirade.
Oh, no.
It happened. But, you know, that's our people's fault, man. We make these things okay. And realistically, if we doing it, why shouldn't they do it? You know? We gotta fix that.
That's another conversation, I swear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's an hour conversation.
It is.
Right.
But
because
what's
for me,
next?
Like, I don't even want to say it because I know you don't like it, but, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love that word. I love
Uh-oh.
That word. I love it. You know, I Uh-oh. Do. I do. I do it. I do love using that word amongst my
the
people. Like, yeah, I don't like calling, like, I don't know. I'd be like, yo, my, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I grew up. You know, that's what I know. So I don't want to change that part of me because I feel like it's a good way to remember what people in the past did to us and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Well,
I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. No, but I feel you. Yeah.
So, you and Turbo.
Uh-huh.
Meet in an alley and have a dance off. Who's winning?
Me.
There you go.
That's what I like to hear.
Nah.
And Turbo was amazing.
Yeah,
when
amazing.
He was in his heyday, he was amazing. He really
yeah,
was.
He's amazing. He's still amazing. You know, when I watch him dance, I can see everything. I can feel, like, I know what you go through. Like, when you see another dancer, I'm like, damn, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? That's the
mm-hmm.
same thing how I feel. That's the same thing how I feel when it comes to music. When I listen to a song, like, I don't know, there's something about songs and certain things that people put into songs that just, like, it gets me vibrating inside. My heart just starts to vibrate. Everything about it, it goes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I get that, man. So what's next for you? Once the COVID's over, you know, what's next?
This project, and then also my manager has, like, he's told me that he has me on hold for three movies and a TV show that
really?
He's producing. Yeah, executive producing, but I can't really, like, give out the details yet because I've signed an NDA and everything. But that is something that's in the works, you know, but I'm not going to say that it's going to be it's going to happen, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
And it's pretty big because, you know, like, I was just always wondering, where do I go from here?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that, like, you know, you kind of have to create your own thing anyways, no matter what. You can't wait
sure.
on the person. This is actually why I'm doing this project, where I bring the music together, because I know music is powerful. And I love that. I love everything about it. But I also want to not rely on people to get my keep my career up and running. I want to make sure that, like, I keep my career up and running because of me, and I'm brilliant enough to do it. You know?
I hear that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like I did it with street performing. I started off making, you know, $50 a day. And then I started going to like, you know, $2,000 a day.
Wow.
Depending on, I mean, it's not an everyday thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the trade-off. You know, you do all this work to your, and you hurt your body and you go through all this pain. And it's not like I can only dance on the weekends, you know? So I don't have the time off to be, I don't have the time off to be there on the weekends. And then during the week, I'm still working on new dance moves and new things to improve my show. So it's not really like, a lot of people say, oh, wow, you've made a lot of money doing this and everything like that. But it's all dedication, and it's not easy. I literally had to, like, work hard, and I don't get benefits either. So I better be making $2,000 or $3,000, or I'm screwed, you know?
I hear that. Well, you have survived an evening with us, Snap Boogie.
Oh, word
we
up.
Appreciate you, man. We really
don't
appreciate you. No, man, we really appreciate you coming through and hanging out with us. And I, you know, I'm following you now, so I'm gonna be watching your videos. I'm gonna be commenting.
Word up.
I'm in.
Sweet. That actually helps with the algorithm, man. If you comment on my videos, you know,
absolutely,
people will start seeing my videos a lot more. So I'm grateful for all of that. You know. There's way you can donate. You can do any, so many ways you can support my channel.
Now, make sure you tell everyone one more time where they can find you on social media.
My Instagram is The Real Snap Boogie. My Twitch is twitch.tv/TheRealSnapBoogie. And if you want to get all the info, just go on bio.fm/SnapBoogie.
There you have it, everybody. Snap, thanks again for coming through, doing your thing, man. You're amazing. We're going to be watching and paying attention. And yeah, man, we love you,
thank
bro.
You.
You're fantastic. Keep doing that.
Much love.
That amazing stuff you're doing, man. We love it. And we just know you got people.
Much love.
That are supporting and watching and want to see you succeed. So kick them movies out and keep killing it out there, bro.
Word up. I'm about that life. And it's really, really, really nice to meet you. And it's really good to see you again, Regina, or hear from you again.
Too.
We'll see you. We're in the same room, right?
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Take care of yourself, brother.
Bye.
We'll be in touch.
Word up. Take care.
All right, man. Be good.
All right. So Q-Man.
Yeah.
Great.
Snap Boogie came through, did his thing, and he stayed late.
Yeah.
We only got 90 seconds left.
Oh, so we must mention Artist of the Week. Yeah, we're going to start to have Artist of the Week starting Monday, August 3rd.
I knew that.
Artist of Features for Neo Soul and Classic Hip Hop people.
No. I didn't know that. I should have known that. But you know what?
You got a lot on your mind. That's okay.
Well, you know what it is? Since you're the logo now, you should know it. You know? You're the logo.
Even though my name is Regina, keep messing
with
me.
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, my God. Everyone, it's very hot out. Check on the elderly. Water your plants.
Thank you for listening to Q-Man and Regina.
Make sure you go to the Wingstop, get the Louisiana rub, make them do the cooking. This isn't the time to be firing up the oven. You want to keep cool? Keep cool. We got 10 seconds left, Regina. Have a good weekend. Do all that great stuff. Make sure you check out the website. Regina, any final words?
Just be safe. Music is magic, and just stay fabulous. And you stay fabulous.
You heard it.
Human.
I will. Everybody check out the website so you can see Regina as the logo. All right, everybody. Have a good night and a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Good night.